Wire farming. We all take a turn in the fields. They're too precious to leave lonesome. A surplus crop is too rare to go unnoticed. Even the security barriers can't be trusted not to uproot and flee with cuttings. We have always been wire farmers here. My father was, as were his parents and theirs. We don't go to the city. My mother lost an eye there to an organ harvester. My brothers and I have never been to the city. We all have eyes. The neighbors grow tomatoes with little pockets for dressing. Some lettuces have natural perforation for pulling each leaf into identically straight shreds. Most apples have snaps to keep the slices in place. We mostly eat broths of simmered metals. Harvesting the field makes a winter's worth of scraps. The wires grow thick and high, spirals of red, blue, daffodil chase across and under the ground, mesh the sky 3 stories tall, each bundle weighed by hand, depending on where the roots will grow into this or that device, a hand or back. When my brother tried to leave, he tore at the green-gray wires sprouting from his ankles for days, but couldn't cut or shake them away. Ours are strong. They do not tear or fray.